Detroit Lions, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, it's Bob at the Vikings. I have Coach Frazier here.
All right, we're all set.
Ask people to identify themselves and ask them a question. That'd be great.
Bob, happy to do that.
Morning.
Coach Frazier, how are you today?
Doing fine.
Good. Coach, this is Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. How do you compare this final game this year to the final game you played last year? A completely different set of circumstances.
That's how I would describe it. Completely different set of circumstances. We were preparing all game a year ago that would put us in the playoffs with a win versus preparing for a ball game that closes out the historic Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome and also ends our season. So completely different.
Do people still call that the HHH Metrodome? I thought that was sold the naming rights 10 times since then.
Yes, Mall of America Field today. Mall of America.
Hey, Leslie, this is Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. Can you just share, I don't know, you've been there a while, some of your fondest memories, your fondest memory of that stadium and any other specific ones that might involve the Lions that stand out?
You know, just probably the one that comes to mind for me is the one we just briefly touched on a year ago to see Adrian eclipse 2,000 yards and set us up to kick the game-winning field goal against Green Bay that put us in the playoffs. That's a memory that I'll always cherish, and the way our fans reacted at the end of that game. That was a special time. As far as Detroit coming in and playing at Mall America Field, you know, just some of the big days that Adrian has had. He's had some good moments over the course of his career against a lot of teams, and I know he's had some good moments against Detroit as well. But some of his good runs that he's had during his career against the Lions.
What about the roof caving in and playing a home game in Detroit? That'd be kind of weird, wasn't it?
That's not a good memory. I mean, that was a strange time. I remember some of our management coming to me and giving me all the different cities we could go play that game in, and Detroit being one of them, and I go, man, how could that be? You know, it was a weird, weird time. But to go and be in the home team's locker room at that stadium at Ford Field, that was a strange time.
Wasn't that Brett's last game too? He didn't play that game or something?
I think that was the game that broke the streak. You're right, because he had Bob, 289, I think. That was the first game he missed.
How does the home locker room at Ford Field compare to the visitors' locker room?
Well, it was a little nicer than the visitors' locker room, so more amenities than in the home team's locker room.
What's it like to play a home game without the motorcycle?
and without the horn as well. They tried to dress it up and make it, nice for us, but it definitely did not feel like home. There's no doubt about that.
This is Kyle Mikey from MLive.com. Coach, what's made you guys so successful this year at home? You guys have had, some success there.
It's always, a little more comfortable playing at home. The energy you get from your fans. And we just seem to perform better, obviously, with our numbers based on the fact that we're at home. But I guess familiarity has something to do with it. But that comfort level you have playing in front of your fans, and you sometimes draw from the energy you get from your fans.
Coach, Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com. How tough of a situation is it? You talked about last year playing for something, the final game. How tough of a situation is it on the coaching staff, on the players, this final week when there really isn't anything to play for except for pride and some of those things?
I think it's really tough for the veteran guys who've been in the league for a while and may realize this may be their last shot, and to not be playing for a playoff berth or preparing for a playoff berth. It's tough, but we are working with professionals. They understand the situation. They have a lot of pride about what they do, and these guys have come to work and worked hard here over the last few weeks to try to get wins. So they're pros at the end of the day.
Coach, this is Mike O'Hara again. Considering the impact you've had on the North race the last 4 or 5 weeks, the tie with the Packers, beating the Bears, did you want the Lions to be in the race on Sunday so you could really, really have something to be, something to kind of point at and have an impact on the race?
No, that that never entered into our thinking as we've gone down this stretch of the season. We've just been trying to win games for our own benefit, nothing to do with the opponent. It's more about us and what we have to try to get accomplished as a team. That's been what it's been about for us.
Coach, this is Josh Katzenstein from the Detroit News. What obviously the Lions, you know, beat you guys earlier in the year. What looks different about them now on tape than from what you remember?
They still are as explosive as ever on offense. I mean, a lot of weapons on offense. Their defense is still playing, you know, good defense, leading the league on third down defense. And their special teams have improved over the course of the year. You know, that was when we got ready to play them the first game of the season, that was a question mark, but it seems like they've gotten better as the year's gone on. So they still got a very talented team and very capable of having success.
Well, when Adrian broke that 78-yard run on the first play of the season, did you think maybe that his goal of hit, you know, 2,500 yards or 3,000, whatever he said, might be realistic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always think whenever he says something, after watching him come back from that ACL surgery, nothing is impossible with Adrian. So when he broke that run, you know, I just thought good things would happen for him and for our team. And, you know, it's been a tough year.
How has the Lions' run defense changed since that play? They've been pretty good except for those couple big runs early.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've just continued to improve. They got a very good front, seven, and those defensive tackles they have are two of the best in the league. They've got a good run defense, and they get those safeties involved as well. So they're going to be hard to run against.
You're in a similar situation to what Jim Schwartz is here, where there's some speculation about your future. Just on a personal level, how do you deal with that, and how does that affect you?
Well, you keep trying to keep your team focused on the task at hand. And for us this week is trying to find a way to prepare and get a win against Detroit. And you have to lead in that way. And there are some things that you know, I can't control other than, you know, what I can control, and that's the way we prepare our team. And that's where my focus has to be.
How do you handle that speculation when it comes to your players? Do you talk about it? Do you ignore it? I mean, how do you handle that?
You know, I thought about that a week ago because there were some reports out there, and I didn't really talk to our guys about it. But this morning in our team meeting, I felt like I needed to address it with our players. And I want them to just concentrate on their jobs, not be worried about the coach or what's going on with me. They need to concentrate on this game plan, and not let that become a distraction. So, and I felt like last week when I didn't address it, it did become a distraction, and I don't want it to be.
You've been on both sides of this, player and coach. As a player, did you ever go through like trying to win one for the coach, or does that exist anymore?
My first head coach in Chicago, Neil Armstrong, I really, really appreciated him a lot as a rookie, and I wanted so badly for our team to win for him, and it just didn't work out. But yeah, you know, some coaches, you know, you have an affinity for. You see what type of people they are, and you want to see people succeed. So I don't know about today's guys, but I know for me, I felt that way for Coach Armstrong.
What did you say to your players today exactly?
Concentrate on the Detroit Lions and our game plan, and prepare to have their best game of the season, and not get caught up in, you know, in the speculation or in the conversation, because I know they're going to get asked by reporters. So I just want them to concentrate on this ball game and not get distracted by anything other than what we got to get done.
And I mean, how do you feel for Coach Schwartz? I mean, I'm guessing you two don't have conversations, but he's in sort of a similar situation as to what you've been in. Just, yeah, I mean, knowing the coaching fraternity and things like that.
I'm sure he'll handle it the way he needs to handle it. And, you know, I'm sure he's preparing his team as, you know, as best he can, just like we are, to try to get a win. I mean, that's what we do as head coaches, you know.
Hey, Leslie, are you guys practicing tomorrow?
No, we're not. We're coming in today. We're practicing today and taking tomorrow off.
And why did you decide to do that?
Christmas. And some of my leaders, you know, we just talked it through, and we made the decision that we were going to get our wins to practice on a Tuesday, and Thursday and Friday be a normal Thursday and Friday.
Just one other thing about your team with Matt Cassel. Have you ever played on or coached a team or played on a team that had such a changing quarterback such situation from start to finish?
You know, I can remember as a player in Chicago us having problems at the quarterback position, and it usually doesn't turn out to be a good season when that happens. And going through that here. It's not what you want. It's not ideal. You'd like to have your starting quarterback, and everybody on the team knows who's going to be the leader of your team. And unfortunately for us, that has not been the case, and it's definitely had a lot to do with where we are today.
And coming out of this season, do you have any clarity for next year either at that position, or is that still going to be up in the air in the offseason?
Well, we're taking a look at Matt Castle in this ball game, and we've done that the last few ball games, so hopefully we can come to some conclusions here. I don't know if it'll be definitive, but I'm sure we'll talk about it at great length over this offseason.
Thanks very much, Leslie.
All right, Coach,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.